AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's pledged to refrain from conducting more strikes on a key Iranian gas field after Iran intensified its attacks on oil and natural gas facilities around the Persian Gulf. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
A senior administration official tells AP the Pentagon seeking $200 billion in additional funds for the Iran war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress.
Such a large amount of money for a war.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
That no one knows the goal, no one knows the conclusion, no one knows the path.
The Justice Department investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell could backfire on President Trump, Sagar Meghani explains.
Some lawmakers say they will not vote to confirm Kevin Warsh as Powell's successor until the DOJ drops the Powell probe. And if there's no successor when his chairman term ends in 2 months?
I would serve as chair pro tem until he is confirmed.
Powell says he has no intention of leaving the board until the investigation's done. And even then, he could stay on as a regular member and keep the president from filling another seat.
And I will make that decision based on what I think is best for the institution and for the people we serve.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Regional police in Catalonia, Spain, say they have found the body of James Gracie, who went missing while visiting friends on a spring break trip to Barcelona. He was found by police divers in the water off the beach, not far from where he was last seen outside a nightclub early Tuesday. His aunt in Elmhurst, Illinois, Beth Marin O'Reilly, says James was a great kid.
Very good student, honors program at University of Alabama. Chaplain and his fraternity.
The investigation into the cause of death continues. I'm Jennifer King.
And it hit 110 degrees in Martinez Lake, Arizona Thursday, the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. This is AP News. A court victory for an Ohio rapper. Hi Punjwani has the story.
Grammy-nominated rapper Afro Man has won his lawsuit against law enforcement over mocking their 2022 raid in viral music videos. The 51-year-old Afro Man, born Joseph Foreman, celebrated his win on social media in a defamation lawsuit filed by 7 Ohio sheriff's deputies. They sued him over music videos that used home security footage to mock them over a 2022 raid of his home. They showed rifle-wielding deputies busting down his door, searching his shoes, and eyeing a cake on the kitchen table, inspiring the song Lemon Pound Cake.
Lemon Pound Cake. Trending on TikTok.
The Adams County deputies say they were publicly harassed over the videos. Afro Man says the verdict is a win for free speech rights. I'm Haya Punjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.